Just a few more halakhot on the laws regarding matanot le'evyonim. A few questions were raised. A fellow had lent some money to an ani. So came before Purim and he had a good idea. The $500 that he lent him, he told him, "I'm muhel, you could keep it." So he wanted to know, can he fulfill matanot le'evyonim through mechilat milveh? According to the poskim, it's a great mahloket. The halakha, Hakam Avadia comes out, you are not yotze matanot ye'evyonim in such a way. Which means you have to give new monies. It cannot be monies that already are outstanding and that you are mohel. For that matter, let's say the poor man owes money to the supermarket, or to the grocer, or to the butcher. So you come along before on Purim day, and you pay his bill for him, and you give the butcher money and say, you know, clean his slate. According to the poskim again, one is not yotze matanot evyonim by paying a debt towards the aniim. It has to be new money. So the question that was asked, can a person give an ani on Purim day a check? Even though the check itself does not have a value to it, its value is to cash it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Shalom, asked this question, and he comes along and says, you do fulfill the mitzvah of matanot evyonim even if the banks are closed. That's the hidush. So what am I going to do with this check? Because a person can go now to somebody that will sell him something based on the fact that he has a check, so therefore he'll give him credit. So I go to the bank tomorrow, he can sign it, and someone, a friend of his, that'll do him a favor. So for halakha, you can't fulfill a matanot evyonim with a check. Last but not least, since matanot evyonim is an obligation, if one is in the custom of giving ma'asir money, so he cannot use his ma'asir money for the minimum obligation of matanot evyonim. However, anything over and above the minimum obligation, of course he can take out of ma'asir money. Even if he wants to enhance the gift, for example, let's say his obligation is $5 to an ani, but he wants to give the ani $50. So he could take 5 clean money and 45 ma'asir money, and therefore he fills the mitzvah matanot evyonim in a much more generous way. Again, it should be noted that, as we mentioned yesterday, matanot evyonim is the primary mitzvah of the holiday over mishloach manot. This is a good time also not to only fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah matanot evyonim, but in general to fulfill the mitzvah of taking care of the less needy. For example, some of the tzaddikim this time of year go to the butcher shops and to the groceries, and if they have any money of tzedakah, they say, please, if there's any people that cannot pay their bills, for example, poor people that take credit and they have outstanding bills, put this money and clean up their bills. That would be a very good advice as well during these times, to go and without anybody knowing it, they just go and pay people's food bills, which today is becoming a great burden for many of our community members as well. So therefore, these are the type of things that are done during this time of year, the months of tzedakot and the months of hasadim.